Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing your future study place. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle the topic, describe a place where you would like to study in the future? This comprehensive guide will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and expert tips to help you excel in this task and boost your overall IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a place where you would like to study in the future, is a common one in IELTS Speaking Part 2, also known as the Long Turn or Cue Card section. This task requires you to speak for 1 to 2 minutes about a specific place where you envision yourself studying in the future. It's an excellent opportunity to showcase your ability to describe a location, express your aspirations, and explain your reasons for choosing that particular place. Part 1. Introduction and interview. Before diving into the main task, let's look at some questions the examiner might ask in Part 1 related to studying and education. Do you enjoy studying? What's your favorite subject? Where do you usually study? Do you prefer studying alone or in a group? Let's consider a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy studying? Band 6-7, answer, yes, I generally enjoy studying, especially when it's a subject I'm interested in. I find it rewarding to learn new things and improve my knowledge. However, sometimes it can be challenging when the topic is difficult or if I have to study for long hours. Band 8-9, answer, absolutely. I find studying to be an incredibly enriching experience. There's something truly exhilarating about delving into new subjects and expanding my knowledge base. That being said, I particularly relish the challenge of tackling complex topics, as it pushes me to think critically and develop problem-solving skills. Of course, there are moments when studying can be demanding, especially during exam periods, but overall, I view it as a fulfilling journey of personal growth and intellectual development. Part 2, Long Turn. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a place where you would like to study in the future. You should say where this place is, what you would like to study there, why you chose this place, and explain how studying there would benefit your future career. Sample answer, Band 9. I'd like to talk about a place where I aspire to study in the future, which is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, located in Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA. MIT is renowned worldwide for its cutting-edge research and innovative approach to education, particularly in the fields of science and technology. My dream is to pursue a master's degree in artificial intelligence at this prestigious institution. I chose MIT for several compelling reasons. Firstly, it boasts state-of-the-art facilities and laboratories equipped with the latest technology, which would provide an ideal environment for hands-on learning and research. Secondly, the faculty at MIT are leaders in their respective fields, offering students the opportunity to learn from and collaborate with some of the brightest minds in the world. Moreover, MIT's culture of innovation and entrepreneurship is incredibly appealing to me. The campus is buzzing with creativity, and there are numerous opportunities for students to engage in groundbreaking projects and startups. This atmosphere would undoubtedly inspire and challenge me to push the boundaries of what's possible in AI. Studying at MIT would significantly enhance my future career prospects. The institution's strong industry connections and vast alumni network would open doors to exciting job opportunities in leading tech companies or research institutions. Additionally, the rigorous academic program would equip me with advanced skills and knowledge that are highly sought after in the rapidly evolving field of AI. Furthermore, the collaborative and diverse environment at MIT would help me develop crucial soft skills such as teamwork, communication, and adaptability, which are essential for success in any career. The exposure to different cultures and perspectives would also broaden my horizons and prepare me for working in a global context. In conclusion, studying at MIT would not only fulfill my academic aspirations, but also provide me with a solid foundation for a successful and impactful career in the field of artificial intelligence. Follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner might ask you some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples with sample answers. Q1. How do you think the location of a university affects students' learning experience? Band 6 to 7. Answer: I think the location of a university can have a big impact on students' learning. If it's in a city, there might be more opportunities for internships and cultural experiences. Rural universities might offer a quieter environment for studying. The surroundings can also affect students' mood and motivation. Band 8 to 9. Answer: The location of a university can profoundly influence a student's learning journey in multiple ways. An urban setting, for instance, often provides a wealth of networking opportunities and exposure to diverse industries, which can be invaluable for career development. Conversely, a rural campus might offer a more conducive environment for focused study and foster a tight-knit community. Moreover, the local culture and environment can shape students' perspectives and enrich their overall educational experience. Ultimately, the ideal location depends on individual preferences and career goals, but it undeniably plays a crucial role in shaping the academic and personal growth of students. Q2. Do you think it's necessary for students to study abroad for a better education? Band 6 to 7. Answer: While studying abroad can be beneficial, I don't think it's absolutely necessary for a good education. Many countries have excellent universities. Studying abroad can provide unique experiences and improve language skills, but it's also possible to get a high-quality education in one's home country. Band 8-9 Answer: While studying abroad can offer immense value in terms of cultural exposure and personal growth, I wouldn't say it's an absolute necessity for a superior education. The quality of education is more dependent on factors such as the caliber of faculty, research facilities, and curriculum, rather than geographical location. That being said, studying abroad does provide unique advantages, such as developing global perspectives, enhancing language skills, and building international networks. These experiences can be invaluable in our increasingly interconnected world. Ultimately, the decision to study abroad should be based on individual goals, circumstances, and the specific programs offered, rather than a blanket assumption that foreign education is always better. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. Q1. How do you think the concept of education will change in the future? Band 8-9. Answer: I believe the future of education will be characterized by several transformative shifts. Firstly, we're likely to see a greater emphasis on personalized learning, leveraging AI and data analytics to tailor educational experiences to individual students' needs and learning styles. This could lead to more efficient and effective learning outcomes. Secondly, the traditional classroom model may evolve significantly, with a blend of in-person and virtual learning becoming the norm. This hybrid approach could offer greater flexibility and accessibility to education, breaking down geographical barriers. Moreover, I anticipate a stronger focus on developing 21st century skills such as critical thinking, creativity, and digital literacy. The curriculum may become more interdisciplinary, reflecting the complex, interconnected nature of real-world challenges. Lastly, lifelong learning is likely to gain more importance as rapid technological advancements necessitate continuous upskilling and reskilling. We might see closer collaboration between educational institutions and industries to ensure that education remains relevant to the ever-changing job market. Q2. What role do you think technology will play in future education systems? Band 8-9 Answer: Technology is poised to play a pivotal and multifaceted role in shaping future education systems. One of the most significant impacts will likely be in enhancing accessibility. With online learning platforms and virtual classrooms, education can reach remote areas and accommodate diverse learning needs, democratizing access to knowledge. Furthermore, technology will revolutionize the way we deliver and consume educational content. Augmented and virtual reality could provide immersive learning experiences, making abstract concepts more tangible and engaging. Artificial intelligence could offer personalized learning paths, adapting to each student's pace and style, and providing real-time feedback. Technology will also facilitate collaborative learning on a global scale. Students from different parts of the world could easily collaborate on projects, fostering cultural understanding and preparing them for a globalized workforce. However, it's crucial to note that technology should be seen as a tool to enhance, not replace, human interaction in education. The role of educators will evolve to focus more on guiding, mentoring, and developing students' critical thinking skills, while technology handles more routine tasks. Lastly, as technology becomes more integrated into education, there will be an increased need to teach digital literacy and ethical use of technology, preparing students to navigate the digital landscape responsibly. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Cutting edge, attinctive, the most advanced stage of development. Example, the university boasts cutting edge research facilities. State of art, adjective, the most recent and advanced stage of development. Example, the campus is equipped with state-of-the-art technology. Innovative, innovative, adjective, introducing new ideas or methods. Example, the program takes an innovative approach to problem solving. Rigorous, rigorous, adjective, extremely thorough and careful. Example, the curriculum provides a rigorous academic training. Interdisciplinary, inter, adjective, involving two or more academic disciplines. Example, the course offers an interdisciplinary approach to environmental studies. Transformative, transformative, adjective, causing a marked change in someone or something. Example, studying abroad can be a transformative experience. Expert tips. Practice regularly. Dedicate time each day to practice speaking English, focusing on fluency and pronunciation. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to education and studying, and practice using them in context. Develop your ideas. Don't just describe, but explain your thoughts and opinions. Use examples to support your points. Work on your pronunciation. Pay attention to word stress and intonation. Record yourself speaking and listen back to identify areas for improvement. Stay informed. Keep up with current trends and debates in education to provide insightful answers in Part 3. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about having good English skills, but also about expressing your ideas clearly and confidently. With consistent practice and the right strategies, you can significantly improve your performance and achieve your desired score. If you found this guide helpful, you might also be interested in our articles on describing a subject you didn't like at school but are interested in now, and describing a time when you learned a valuable lesson. These topics can help you further enhance your IELTS speaking skills and prepare for a wider range of potential questions. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.